The other day I went to see my analyst to find out why I'm addicted to seeing an analyst, because after 25 years in therapy, I equate analysts with muggers who provide coffee. She said, "Mr. Allen, if I didn't drive a Mercedes, you wouldn't have any faith in me." I said, "Faith in you? Jesus! By that criteria, God must drive a gold-plated Cadillac."
I know what you're thinking. Has he been playing the same role for 36 years or 37? Well, to tell you the truth, I've kind of lost count myself in all this boredom. But being as my next role as a transvestite comedian is going to blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Does my bum look big in this? Well, does it, punk?
Captain's log, stardate, whatever. A freak transporter accident has left me without a hairpiece. I have therefore been forced to wear a tea cozy whilst on the bridge. As usual, Mr. Spock informs me that he has come up with a brilliant plan to save the ship and stop the crew from laughing at me.
Captain, after consultation with the crew, it has been agreed that your best wigs and hairpieces were supplied by Renee of Hollywood in the mid-1980s. I propose we go back in time and purchase not one, but two of these wigs.
You mean...
Yes, Captain. One for casual, one for best.
Are you out of your Vulcan mind?
Doctor, please shut the f*** up.
And now on Radio 4, Demanding Impressions with Menaces presents James Mason starting a pub fight.
Who are you? Yes, you. You're starting, aren't you? Yes, you are. You're starting. Did you spill my pint? Did you just look at my bird? You're going home in a f***ing ambulance, you are.
Captain's log, stardate 3.62421. In the hope of averting the criticism that this new series of Star Trek is less exciting than the old, Commander William Riker and the away team have gone in search of a decent storyline.